Merry Christmas. Hello, this is Ginger Rogers, bringing you a Christmas stocking filled with cheer, laughter, and music. A stocking hung on the Christmas tree for you, and signed, From the Good Old USA. Christmas is complete without Christmas carols. I think we all have memories of hearing Silent Night and Adeste Fidelis as they floated out over the crisp, clear air of a Christmas night. So for your first present from this Christmas stocking, we have Miss Helen Trobel and the chorus to sing for you three of your favorite Christmas carols.
Look down where he lay.
Thank you, Miss Trouble. Oddly enough, fellas, most of you won't see any snow this Christmas. You probably know that, and there's not much point in my bringing it up. I bring it up, however, by way of offering a musical substitution. This is not as good as soft, white, crunchy snowflakes, of course, but it's called Snowfall, and the men in the orchestra thought you might like to hear it, so hear it out, won't you? Probably heard many times on your home radios that grand couple, Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young. Well, now they've asked for the opportunity to add their own particular present to your Christmas stocking, so we've gone ahead and made arrangements with them to present their present to you directly from New York City. So we take you now to New York, where Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young give out as William and Mary.
Almost done?
Almost. Only have a few finishing touches on the tree.
Just what touch isn't finished on the tree?
The Star of Bethlehem.
Star of Bethlehem?
You know that big glass decoration we put on the top of the tree every year.
Well, where is it? I suppose I'll have to put it up.
No, you don't. You don't have to do anything but sit still. Anyway, I'll have to find it first.
Have you lost the Star of Bethlehem?
No, dear, I haven't lost it. I've just hidden it somewhere so I'd know where it was.
Oh.
Will, you can help by picking up those Christmas cards.
What'll I do with them?
Sit down and read them.
I don't enjoy reading Christmas cards. Shall I read them aloud?
Gives you any pleasure?
It doesn't. This one says, Season's Greeting, and it's a photograph of two very handsome horses.
Who's it from?
The horses, I gather.
Must be from Gilbert.
If it is, then Mrs. Gilbert is wearing a saddle. Mrs. Gordon sends the likeness of a Scotty dog sitting on a holly wreath.
Ouch, how painful. What does it say?
Xmas.
She must be cutting down on account of the war.
Here's an appropriate one. It says, We're dreaming of a white Christmas.
Who sent that?
Murphy's Home Laundry.
Yeah, we must have the Murphys over to dinner sometime. Maybe they'll bring back your shirt.
Gosh, there are certainly all the presents here. Oh, this one's got a tag on it to me from your cousin Cyrilla. It's probably another coonskin cap with earmuffs like the one she sent me last year. Your relatives certainly keep up with the times.
It's as up to the minute as those jersey bloomers with crocheted ruffles your great-aunt Sarah sent me. Heaven knows with your family you're not one to talk about my relatives.
That remark is entirely uncalled for. It occurs to me you're uncommonly touchy.
I'm not at all. It's just that I'm all tired out trying to dress this tree. My nerves are completely gone. Here, put this package under the tree for me.
I thought you said you weren't going to ask me to do a blessed thing.
This isn't a blessed thing. This is just one small favor.
Oh, well, where do you want me to put it?
Oh, just drop it anywhere. Will!
You said to drop it anywhere.
I meant set it down gently and you flang it. Oh, how could you be so careless? It's a bottle of very old brandy for you.
Oh, good Lord, Mary, why didn't you tell me? I might have busted it. Well, thank heaven it seems to be all right. Can't I open it?
Certainly not. Spoils the surprise.
But I'm not going to be surprised now. Oh, let me open it.
Well, I'm ready to plug in the light on the tree.
I'll let you open your present for me.
Will, I want you to plug in the lights for the tree.
You tell me there's nothing for me to do, and then you want me to go crawling about on my hands and knees, getting pine needles in my hair and plugging in lights.
Well, what about me? I've been toiling at this tree for hours. Here it is, nearly 2 a.m. on Christmas Day, and you haven't so much as lifted a finger to help.
You were under the tree a while ago. Why didn't you plug in the lights yourself?
Because I'm afraid of getting a shock.
Oh, you don't mind sending me to an early death. No, I'm sorry. I won't do it. I'm going to sit right down here and... Ow!
What's the matter?
I think I found the Star of Bethlehem. I've made a 5-point landing on it.
Oh, Will, look what you've done. You've ruined it.
You mean the Star of Bethlehem has darn near ruined me?
Couldn't you have looked where you were sitting? Where are your eyes?
Unfortunately, they're not where I sit.
William, you're completely impossible. I've worked myself to the bone trying to make Christmas happy for you and Emmy. And what do? You go to Christmas parties and then you come home and plunge headlong into the chair.
Headlong?
You think it's been any fun for me? Dead tired and...
And I'm dead tired too. Furthermore, I have a perfectly good invitation to go to the club tonight.
Well, why don't you go?
Everybody be gone by now. Oh, this is all very silly.
You think so?
Mary.
Hmm?
Are you crying?
Mm-mm.
Are you crying, Mary?
Mm-mm, I tell you.
You are crying, aren't you?
No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying at all.
Oh, there now, darling. If I said anything to hurt you, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Will. We oughtn't to fight on Christmas Eve.
We oughtn't to fight on any Eve.
Kiss.
Kiss. Now, is everything settled?
Yes. And the tree's finished. All I have to do is plug in the light. This is the moment I've worked for all day.
I know it, darling, but you're not going to plug in the light. I will. If you do, something's bound to go wrong.
No, I'll do it. You sit down and
no, dear, you sit down. After my experience with the Star of Bethlehem, I doubt if I'll ever be able to sit down again.
Poor Willie.
Now, when I tell you, you switch off the other lights and we get the full effect of the tree. You ready?
You look so cute down there on your hands and knees.
Oh, Mary, dear, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here goes.
What happened? Will! Will, are you all right?
Oh, it's a short circuit.
Oh, dear.
Now, isn't that fine? Here it is, Christmas Eve. No lights
at all.
Oh,
Will, it isn't really so bad. Look, it's so lovely here in the dark. Why, just look at that moonlight streaming in on the tree.
But, Mary...
The way it's shining on those ornaments, they look so lovely. Red is really the gayest Christmas color, isn't it?
Well, Mary, wait a minute.
You know, it's amazing. They look like real candles and real flames.
But, Mary...
For heaven's sake, what is it?
They are real flames.
What?
Yes, go get some water. That short circuit has set the tree on fire.
Thank you, Cornelia Otis Skinner and Roland Young. And now, for your next offering, we bring out a package gaily wrapped in star-studded silver paper with all the old familiar Christmas trimmings. And while we're on the subject of trimmings, who ever heard of a Christmas without someone singing The First Noel? Dinah Shore has asked if she could join in with her rendition. And you guessed it, men, we nabbed her. So here she is now, putting a bit of grand old Tennessee into the Yuletide spirit.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Thank you, Dinah. And now comes your next present. I'm sure you'll like it. I was reading a poem the other day, and I thought, what a nice thing it would be to give you men overseas, well, for a few moments at least, something you've dreamed about many, many times. Your dream house. So I've asked John Nesbitt to come here today and read for you Don Blanding's Vagabond House.
When I have a house, as I sometime may, I'll suit my fancy in every way. I'll fill it with things that have caught my eye in drifting from Iceland to Molokai. It won't be correct or in period style, but oh, I've thought for a long, long while of all the corners and all the nooks, of all the bookshelves and all the books, the great big table, the deep soft chairs, and the Chinese rug at the foot of the stairs. It's an old, old rug from far Chaoyuan that a Chinese princess once walked on. And I'll have good friends who can sit and chat, or simply sit, when it comes to that, by the fireplace where the fir logs blaze and the smoke rolls up in a weaving haze. And there where the shadows fall, I've planned to have a magnificent concert grand. With polished wood and ivory keys, for wild discordant rhapsodies, for wailing minor Hindu songs, for Chinese chants with clanging gongs, for flippant jazz and for lullabies, and moody things that I'll improvise to play the long gray dusk away and bid good night to another day. Pictures, I think I'll have but three. One in oil of a windswept sea with the flying scud and the waves whipped white. I know the chap who can paint it right. In lapis blue and deep jade green, a great big smashing fine marine that'll make you feel the spray in your face. I'll hang that over my fireplace. And I'll have a window seat broad and deep where I can sprawl to read or sleep, with windows placed so that I can turn and watch the sunsets blaze and burn beyond high peaks that scar the sky like bare white wolf fangs that defy the very gods. I'll have a nook for a savage idol that I took from a ruined temple in Peru, a demon chaser named Meng Chu, to guard my house by night and day and keep all evil things away. And then when my house is all complete, I'll stretch me out on the window seat with a favorite book and a cigarette and a long, cool drink that our joy will get. And I'll look about at my bachelor nest while the sun goes zooming down the west. And I'll think of some heathen place that I've failed to see, that I've missed some way. And I'll feel the lure of it drawing me. Oh, darn, I know what the end will be. Thank you. I'll go, and my house will fall away, while the moths by night and the mice by day will nibble the covers off all my books, and the spiders weave in the shadowed nooks. And my dogs, I'll see that they have a home, while I follow the sun, while I drift and roam to the ends of the earth like a chip on the stream, like a straw in the wind, like a vagrant dream. And the thought will strike with a swift, sharp pain that I probably will never build again this house that I'll have in some far day. Oh, well, it's only a dream house, anyway.
Thank you, John. That was lovely. Well, it looks like the next package is done up in bright red and green ribbons. And if I'm not mistaken, when we untie these ribbons, we'll find a new arrangement of The Night Before Christmas, sung by the chorus.
Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all warm in their wee little beds, visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads. Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise of each galloping hoof. All bundled in fur from his head to his foot, his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. I drew in my head and was turning around when down the chimney he came with a bound.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. Then laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all blew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, "Merry Christmas, what a sight!
Merry Christmas and good
was stirring, not even the mouse. The presents are scattered and broken, I fear, and St. Nicholas won't come again for a year.
hands in their wind at all.
Mama in a kerchief and I in my cap, our saddle at last for a long winter's
night. Well, we've just about gone through all of your presents. We're at the bottom of your Christmas stocking. And we certainly hope you liked them. Yes, it's Christmas again, and another year has passed. A year that's been a symbol of battles, blood, and victory. Yes, it's Christmas 1944, our fourth Christmas at war. But now we know that the Star of Peace will surely shine again, and its message will be peace on earth, goodwill toward men. This is Ginger Rogers saying goodbye and a very Merry Christmas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
One seems to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they howl, raising the drums, o'er hill and dale, pealing the bell, gaily they ring, while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry is the song. Merry, 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 merry is the song. Ring on the ten, down in the ten,